This is Jack Radio, and I'm Ace Tamayo. On the program today, proposed changes to the national security law will aid AZO to legally spy on any personal information online. That's what the Queensland Council of Civil Liberties says, arguing that changes would grant unwarranted police powers to the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, or the AZO. Last month, the Labor government asked for a joint committee to examine a number of telecommunications interception and Australian security intelligence reforms. Attorney General Nicola Ruxton said that changes would aid Australia to be equipped against emerging and evolving threats. But Civil Liberties President Michael Kopchak challenged the legislation and accused the Labor government for covering its grant of increased police power.
Well, our view is that ASIO actually has more than enough powers as it is. We haven't seen any evidence to justify the government's argument that it needs more powers. In fact, it seems to be that the government is dressing up a substantial increase in the powers of ASIO by calling it a tidying up exercise.
Cope further mentioned that nobody has previously been making that argument that the police have too few powers.
Since 2001, there have been 45 pieces of legislation increasing police and intelligence powers in this country, and no case has been made that those powers are inadequate. In fact, it would presumably be the case that many of them haven't actually been exercised. And, you know, wiretapping and tapping people's computers involves an enormous invasion of privacy, which needs very serious justification, and it hasn't been brought forward.
More than 200 other concerned groups and private citizens submitted their response to the committee, including the Pirate Party of Australia, who said the proposal would erode personal civil rights. Pirate Party Deputy President Simon Bruce said if this proposal were passed in Parliament, it would be a massive invasion of personal privacy.
Well, it's a very long and complicated set of proposals. Some of the bad stuff was 2 years mandatory communication data online and criminalising failure to assist in decryption. So, like, if you don't give them your passwords when they ask, they can lock you up for it. Basically, it's in this attack on our civil liberties in the name of fighting crime and national security. We've all got secrets, we all got things we don't want everyone else knowing about. So having the government all this data and just be able to go through it will is a massive invasion on our privacy. It'll stop people being able to speak out and actually think for fear of being punished or persecuted.
The proposal of the Gillard government also sparked debate among other political parties.
The Greens have been quite vocal on it. Well, Scott Boland from the Greens has been quite vocal on it. Other Greens members are opposed to it too. There's a group called Electronic Frontiers of Australia who are opposed to it, and they wrote a big submission. Various privacy and civil liberty groups. There's quite a wide cross-section of society opposed to the legislation.
Electronic Commerce Professor Dr. Alan Davidson said that the proposed amendment roots back to the post-9/11 Patriot Act passed by the U.S. Congress. The issue of terrorism is again making headlines after last week's 11th-year commemoration of the September 11 terrorist attack.
The underlying concern is, of course, that as technology changes, as encryption processes become more sophisticated, so do the criminals, so do the terrorists, and the law doesn't want to be in a position where we can't enforce what are clearly crimes because we don't have the correct laws or the correct technology or the correct law enforcement. And that's a tough balance. And particularly since 9/11, that balance has shifted, particularly with the implementation of the Patriot Act.
But Dr. Davidson explained that nothing has been passed and the inquiry was a mere discussion, hence the public should not be alarmed.
What's been released is a discussion paper for people to comment on, so that they haven't even issued a report on which they will state what they will be legislating about in due course.
The Parliament Joint Committee had their second hearing last Friday and has yet to announce its next public hearing. This has been Ace Tamayo for Jack Radio.